a group of 8 women from different sectors of business that met by coincidence in 2010 at the Invest for the Future conference in Turkey decided that they would like to help young women in their entrepreneurial career paths. Well, that's how more or less the I4U Greek Mentoring Network was born. And I4U will be hosting the first conference for women entrepreneurs right here in downtown Athens this week. On the line with us is Ms. Liana Ruta. She's a chemical engineer, she's a political activist, and of course, a person very interested in female entrepreneurship. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mr. Tsiliopoulos.
So, Ms. Ruta, can you tell us a little bit about the I4U network, its purposes and its activities?
Yes, of course. As you mentioned, I4U was founded by 8 women who met and became friends through our involvement in entrepreneurship. And to be more specific, we met for the first time as we were invited to participate in the first Congress entitled Invest for the Future that took place in Constantinopolis in January 2011. That Congress focused on women's entrepreneurship in the Eurasia area. What we discussed those 3 days of that Congress, I mean, the ideas, the views and concerns that we exchanged were so exciting and so interesting that made us believe that we should not let go of this momentum and that inspiration. On the contrary, we thought that we should translate them into actions meant to strengthen women's entrepreneurship in our country, in Greece, where rates of women who decide to start their own business is disappointingly low, something that is very impressive and surprising in a country with so highly skilled and educated female potential, where female graduate percentage from Greek universities is already very high, and I would say even higher than male percentage. It is therefore clear that Greek women need encouragement, motivation, and inspiration. And here comes I4U, because our aim is to show the way and to show where opportunities may be to women who either think of starting their own business or to women who have already started and are now considering of taking the big step and expand their business to a larger scale.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Do you believe that this conference on women's entrepreneurship is being held at the right time? And I mean, there is a severe economic crisis going on. How salient is it?
Mm-hmm. There is no doubt that the goals we mentioned, the goals we set through the I4U initiative can only be beneficiary, especially during those hard times our country or our economy are going through. First of all, it can be beneficiary to young women themselves, who right now are the most affected by unemployment. Unfortunately, in Greece, according to a study by the Institute of Financial and Industrial Research in 2010 and 2011, only 3.7% of young entrepreneurs of the first age are female. And this means that women do not decide to take the risk to start their own business. On the other hand, as I already mentioned, more than 54% of university graduates are female now. And this means that young women in Greece are capable and very well educated. But on the contrary, they just need to trust themselves. They just need to take the risk, or rather I would say to see the challenge and realize that entrepreneurship is an opportunity where they can succeed and get distinguished. There are success stories. There are examples that can act as role models for young women. What we need is to increase the number of those success stories and make them numerous. Secondly, what we mentioned can only be beneficiary for our country and our economy as well. Competitiveness has to do with utilizing human talents. And women count for the half of the human talents in our country. So if we look at numbers of international studies about countries' competitiveness, we will find out that competitiveness goes hand in hand with best utilization of human talents. And northern countries are champions in both. So there is no doubt that empowering young women can only support and boost our economy, especially during a period where everybody looks for and talks about development, innovation, and new ideas.
You've been active in promoting the women's role in the economy for a long time, and this is a very bad situation. How do you see this present situation affecting the participation of women in entrepreneurship, as entrepreneurs?
It's true that for years now I strongly believe that women must trust themselves and make others trust them as well in all sectors, whether this is management, science, politics or entrepreneurship. And right now, during this very difficult situation we are going through, as we said, women are unfortunately the first to be affected by the crisis and by unemployment. Therefore, entrepreneurship must be considered as a new challenging option. Young women should not be afraid of it. They must realize they can do it. They can make it happen, as our conference slogan says. And they should start considering entrepreneurship not as a last resort, as the statistics show today, but instead they should consider it as a first option, as an idea offering new opportunities and new ways for showing their talents and their capabilities.